Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider. Hey, did you know that one of the largest U.S. flags in the state of Georgia stands proudly in Pure Talk's parking lot? Now, to honor that flag, Pure Talk is supporting America's Warrior Partnership. Now, they have a mission to prevent veteran suicide. Now, you can help this great cause simply by making the switch to Pure Talk before Flag Day. Get America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, to make the switch. That's puretalk.com/Sean for superior cell phone service, and you get to help a vet in need. Hey, if you thought about upgrading your backyard, you should consider a Michael Phelps Swim Spa by Master Spas, combining the benefits of a hot tub and a pool. Now, your kids are going to have fun all year long with a spacious swimming area on one end, hydrotherapy massage jets on the other. It's proudly made in America with installation in under a day. Just use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. When you go to masterspas.com, you can get up to $1,000 off. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Sean Hannity Show. This is Jay Sekulow.
George Sekulow's here.
And we are hosting for our friend Sean Hannity today, and we're thrilled to be with you. We've got a lot to talk about. I am the chief counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice. Jordan is the executive director of our organization. We were pleased to be here last week. Great to be back. A lot has happened in the one-week period of time that we were out. We leave on a Friday, and then on Saturday, and Sunday, Joe Biden, the commander-in-chief, decides to take decisive military action. Reminds me of Maverick and Top Gun. And he was just, I mean, this was decisive. Three unidentified flying Snoopy balloons from the Northern Illinois Bottle Cap Balloon Brigade were flying over the United States, and he decisively, Jordan, took action.
And somehow convinced Canada to do that as well.
Yes, and Prime Minister Trudeau went to the mics and said, in cooperation with NORAD.
And Biden wouldn't go to the until yesterday, when he said he still doesn't know what these are, but they're likely have nothing to do with foreign countries and are individuals or private groups, maybe weather balloons. It doesn't even seem like these rise to the level of like a weather balloon.
No,
these are something you can go online, put the whole package together for about $600.
Well, the Northern Illinois, I'm not kidding you on this. Yeah, I'm not kidding you on this. The Northern Illinois Bottle Cap Balloon Brigade, they launched these balloons, and they have tracking system. That's like you were saying, Jordan, the $600
package
with the GPS. And they said, yep, we had one, and we lost it right over that area of the wilderness of the Yukon. It was just gone about that same time.
It was about 38,000 feet off the west coast of Alaska Friday. By Saturday, its projected path would have been over the Yukon territory around the same time. An F-22 shot down an unidentified object of a similar description. And altitude also explains why they would have missed on a shot, because
they missed on the first shot.
So small. And they're not putting off hardly any heat signature.
You went
online. Remember they said no heat signature and it sounded like an alien?
Yeah, there's no heat signature.
There's no heat. This makes more sense. But it also shows it is that classic Democrat move to like start almost wars.
Yes.
Escalate something to F-22s. Shooting down over countries and territories to look tough after we looked absurd after allowing a gigantic, almost calling it a balloon is not fair. 200 foot tall.
Oh, the president said vehicle.
Yeah, 200 foot tall Chinese spy device, which if you went online, see, once the press had enough time with this, you go online, nonprofit groups have satellites up.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You could go and see the actual place they make these balloons in China. And you could see
of course,
a map
China.
Where
so
it took
off. We knocked down a balloon thinking it was China. That was a balloon actually made in China that we shot down with an F-22 that was hopefully made in the United States.
Yeah, so John Kirby's response was, well, that's a good thing. Take a listen. Let's play bite one.
Was there any feeling of frustration of perhaps this was a $12 hobby balloon from a group of kids in Illinois after the fact?
Again, given the information that we had at the time, and the legitimate concerns about potential surveillance in the wake of the Chinese spy balloon, you make decisions based on the best information that you have, and ultimately, you have to come down to some core principles when you're making decisions as commander-in-chief. Frankly, given the circumstances in light of what happened with the spy balloon, wouldn't that be a better outcome if it turns out that they were, in fact, civilian or recreational use or a weather balloon and therefore benign, which is what the intelligence community thinks? Isn't that a better outcome than to have to think about the possibility of greater threats to our national security?
So best information. So here's the best information. The head of NORAD says we had a domain gap in our ability to track this. A, not true. I'm not saying he lied, by the way. Who knows what they told him? So that ends up becoming totally false. That's number one. So that's the best information we had. Then he says core principle. So here's our core principle. We let the Chinese launch a spy balloon from China through the United States, traversing the entire United States. When they're done surveilling us, we shoot it down over Hilton Head.
Yep.
Okay. However, when we have three unidentified flying balloons that are literally balloons, like, I mean, maybe Snoopy was on it. I have no idea. Yeah. We take an F-22 that we, and I'm not blaming the military. They have to follow their orders, folks, and I'm supporting the military. He followed his orders. The pilot was told to knock this down, and, you know, they fly up in the air, and there you go, and they find it, and the first missile missed because it's not heat sinking. Then he probably had to do some kind of Top Gun
manual maneuver,
and he has a shot and he has the kill of the balloon. And no wonder nobody could identify what it was.
How about we don't shoot down civilian aircraft until we know what they are?
But here's the thing. What is the core principle? Is the core principle we let the Chinese spy on us with a balloon going over a military basis, but we shoot down $12 balloons? That's the core principle.
Yeah, because there's no diplomatic consequence. There's no consequences to shooting down a kid's weather balloon.
No, but we're not even so.
You know, no one can cut off your trade for shooting that down. They're not prepared for that engagement with China. So instead, they want to look tough, but they're not shooting that. Again, they're happy that they wasted our resources and money, put people's lives at risk, because every time you put one of those fighter jets up, this is the first time most of these F-22s have been used.
You know, they've
for
never
any aerial combat.
They have not executed a missile launch from an airplane in air, including during 9/11. This is the first time ever in U.S. history, other than when fighters were scrambled during Pearl Harbor. I mean, that's it. So this has not happened. So our core principle is we let the Chinese spy and we do nothing and shoot it over when they're done spying. And then we show how our core principle is knock out a balloon that we don't even know what it is. They said it was in territory that would be inaccessible. You're not going to find this. I'm picturing this deflated. You said you looked them up and you could buy them.
You could buy, right? Amazon is out of your run on them right now. There's some Amazon Prime options. You get them in a day.
Okay, but, you know, John Kirby, Admiral Kirby, not exactly a confidence builder, would you say? Not a confidence builder?
No, and they throw him out there to make these ridiculous statements like, isn't it great that we use our military on something we didn't need to use our military on? And we're going to start a plan to have a balloon patrol. They're going to put together interagency review on balloons. I've never heard of any incident where a balloon this size has caused any trouble to any aircraft, commercial or military.
Oh, all of that was baloney.
So
I mean,
this idea that it's somehow posing a risk, even though it wasn't a Chinese spy balloon, it wasn't 200 feet tall. These things, it makes more sense about why the military was so confused. Some of these pilots about what they were shooting at.
Here's a way the military could be confused. This could be the reason why. Let's talk about our communication between the United States and China. John Kirby was asked this. This is cut 69, number two.
What's really important here, and I know the question was about President Biden and President Xi, is that the lines of communication with the PRC remain open. I recognize that there are tensions, but Secretary Blinken still has an open line of communication with the foreign minister. We still have an embassy in Beijing with a terrific ambassador, Nick Burns, and the State Department also can communicate directly with the PRC's embassy personnel here. So the lines are open. Unfortunately, the military lines aren't open. And that's really what we would like to see amended. And it was, of course, curtailed after Speaker Pelosi's trip to Taiwan.
Okay. Think about this, folks. The military...
They just don't blame it on other people. They blame it on Pelosi.
Yeah.
Not that we shot down their balloon last week.
Yeah. So the military... We have lines of communication open between Secretary Blinken and the Minister of State, Foreign Minister from China. That's a comforting thought, by the way, that's who's communicating. That's another story for another program. but we don't have lines of communication open between the Chinese military, in other words, their Minister of Defense, and our Secretary of Defense. Now, let's think about that.
There's only a few reasons why that we should be talking about.
There's the two most powerful countries in the world. We don't speak to their military now because of a balloon.
And there's a land war in Europe going on while we speak. And we're talking about the risk this poses to civilian aircraft. There's still travel. You could, like he said, you could go to Beijing today. So this is the bizarre situation we're in with China, except for we're asking them to amend the relationship, and they won't, which tells you a lot about the U.S. standing.
They don't care. The Chinese are not afraid of the United States anymore.
No, they're not. And this becomes much tougher for a future administration to fix when they've already got their minds, don't worry about the U.S.
We've done legal. So they would like to have more influence on the West. That's what they mean by pro-Western. They are not. It's the Chinese Communist Party. That's who we're talking about here. And we have an administration that says we're going to get the core principles. So Admiral Kirby was pressed on that as well. This is cut 70. This is number three. I want you to listen to this as this about, are we going to continue to shoot down unidentified flying balloons?
Knowing everything he knows now, would he take the exact same steps and shoot off these expensive missiles at these benign objects?
We're going to put some more policy parameters in place, James, to govern the way we handle these going forward. You make the best decisions you can with the information you have at the recommendation of military leaders. I can't say it any more than that.
You know, you got to love James Rosen. I knew that was James Rosen just by the question, and that the response, though, is classic John Kirby, deflect.
So we're going to put together
because we don't have everything is we're putting, you know, they're two years and months into their administration, and they're still putting together policy task force. Do you know that when we got off the air on Friday, they shot Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We had missile attacks from our aircraft against by the way, they denied it was a balloon for how long? I mean, for weeks. Well, now you're saying a balloon. The president called it, what do you call it, Biden? He called it a vehicle. I mean, this is, it shows you, though, what happens when you have weak leadership. And Jordan, something you said is really worth emphasizing here. Bilateral strength, when you're dealing with a country like China, is power. They react to power. I mean, Benjamin Disraeli famously said this back in the 1870s in dealing with Russia at the time and Turkey. I mean, they understand power. And we don't show power. And that's why this election coming up is going to be so critical. But in the interim, you don't want to see the country destroyed. And they are on a foreign we are not speaking to the Chinese military right now. Think about that for a minute. Let that sink
because
in.
Because of them. They're decide. It's not we didn't decide not to speak to them.
Right.
We're not the tough ones in this relationship. They are. They've said we're not talking to Secretary Austin. And again, they're seeing us waste all of our resources in Europe without the rest of NATO paying their fair share. We can talk about Ukraine all we want. We're sending all of our military weaponry towards there. Sending tanks over there. Chinese are loving that.
Oh, yeah.
We're not replacing it as of right now. And when we do put these planes up to actually show our strength, we're shooting down a hobby project. And it's calling that a threat to civil aviation we're taking up civilian balloons.
Let me tell you this. Senator Cruz, our friend Senator Ted Cruz, sent a great tweet. He said, to be fair, Biden is providing a powerful deterrence for any high school science clubs that might be trying to evade America.
Yep.
You know, I'm laughing about this because you either laugh or you cry and choose to laugh and act. But, you know, you got to take action on this, folks. And this is where the reality of what we're dealing with as a country and the lack of leadership become so pronounced, especially when you're dealing with a complex geopolitical system. We got a lot more coming up. Boy, this is going to be, we got a great program. Like I said, it's Jay Sekulow and Jordan Sekulow. We head up the American Center for Law and Justice. You can get information about our work at aclj.org. That's aclj.org. We've got an update on some of our cases we talked about last week. By the way, hundreds of you joined the ACLJ last week. More than hundreds. We thank you. You could do that at aclj.org. We've got what's called our matching moment. It's a nonprofit organization. Anybody that donates, we get a matching gift for you. Become a member of the ACLJ at aclj.org. A lot more ahead.
That's right. Governor Kristi Noem of South Dakota will be joining us in this hour of the Hannity broadcast. And we encourage you to go to aclj.org to find out more about who we are. You can support our work as well. We'll update you on those pro-life students.
Yes.
As well, there's been a lot of movement there. We'll be right back on the Sean Hannity Show.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, summer memories with your family, they're very precious. If you thought about improving your backyard by investing in a hot tub or a swimming pool, well, you really need to consider the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas. Why? It combines the benefits of both. A Michael Phelps Swim Spa has a spacious swimming area on one end and comfortable seating with hydrotherapy massage jets on the other. Not only will it provide endless hours of fun for you and your grandkids, but it's great, convenient, a great way to improve your fitness and decompress after a long, stressful day. Linda loves hers.
I absolutely love it. And I'll tell you what, like my oldest son, Anthony, right now, he's got a hamstring pull. My daughter just finished lacrosse season. She's got her shin splints. Liam's about to start tackle. You know, everybody's doing something. And then Anthony and I, on the rare occasion that we can get the kids out of it so we can actually get into it, you can just relax in it. It's an awesome time for the whole family.
MasterSpas.com, promo code Hannity. Put it in the upper right-hand corner. You can get up to $1,000 off. At promo code Hannity for up to $1,000 in savings, and you can exercise, relax, and recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand we trust, masterspas.com. Hey, today more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And by the way, who has the time? Now, HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud to help you and your family save. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Now, saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock, they make it simple and easy to find and fix any hidden medical bill error. Now, to save, go to their website. It's healthlock.com. One word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, summer memories with your family, they're very precious. If you thought about improving your backyard by investing in a hot tub or a swimming pool, well, you really need to consider the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas. Why? It combines the benefits of both. A Michael Phelps Swim Spa has a spacious swimming area on one end and comfortable seating with hydrotherapy massage jets on the other. Not only will it provide endless hours of fun for you and your grandkids, but it's great, convenient, a great way to improve your fitness and decompress after a long, stressful day. Linda loves hers.
I absolutely love it. And I'll tell you what, like my oldest son, Anthony, right now, he's got a hamstring pull. My daughter just finished lacrosse season. She's got her shin splints. Liam's about to start tackle. You know, everybody's doing something. And then Anthony and I, on the rare occasion that we can get the kids out of it so we can actually get into it, you can just relax in it. It's an awesome time for the whole family.
MasterSpas.com, promo code Hannity. Put it in the upper right-hand corner. You can get up to $1,000 off. That promo code Hannity for up to $1,000 in savings. And you can exercise, relax, and recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand we trust, MasterSpas.com. Hey, today more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And by the way, who has the time? Now, HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud to help you and your family save. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Now, saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock, they make it simple and easy to find and fix any hidden medical bill error. Now, to save, go to their website. It's healthlock.com. One word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
Hey, welcome back to the Sean Hannity Show. This is Jordan Secchio. I'm here by Dad Jay Secchio from the American Center for Law and Justice. And it's great to be joined by Governor Kristi Noem of South Dakota. As we talked about the Chinese spy balloon, one thing they could be doing, Dad, you know, is surveying their land purchases.
Yeah, they could be. It could be like a title search. But it is very serious what has happened here. We kind of goofed around a little bit about what was going on, but this wasn't funny for the governor. Governor, thanks for being on with us. I want to start with, how were you notified that you had this situation which we know now was a spy balloon from China over your state?
Well, it was interesting because it wasn't until two nights before it actually became public news. I had a notification from my National Guard that they had been contacted by DOD and the White House that their assets may need to be utilized to shoot down or to recover a foreign object in the sky that would be entering South Dakota's airspace the next morning. So I would not have been contacted at all had it not been for my National Guard reaching out to me to say that their assets might be needed.
You know, it's interesting, Governor, because some people do not know this, but as the governor of the state, you're the chief executive of your state, and constitutionally, under your state constitution, that National Guard reports to you, and that includes aircraft.
It does. In fact, you know, it's well known that governors are the commander-in-chief of their National Guard. They do, you know, are subject to federal deployments, but that's always in cooperation with the governors, and the governors accept them and are notified to that, and that's something that's always been standard operating procedure. What's interesting is, in this situation, those normal protocols weren't followed. You know, they normally would have some outreach with the governor's office. It was very unfortunate that I had to find out the way that I did, and that I certainly wasn't updated or briefed either. It was, I went the only time having contact with my National Guard and not the White House and not the Pentagon until days later.
Unreal, Jordan.
It is. And Governor, this is not a new issue for South Dakota. And under your leadership, you've been combating, doing what you can as governor of South Dakota to combat the Chinese Communist Party. It started with even acts, which I think people are starting to take more seriously today, but you did it over a year ago, which was to ban government employees using government devices in South Dakota and contractors from accessing TikTok, which is like having a Chinese spy device in the pockets of 100 million Americans. And now you're pushing back on these Chinese land grabs in the United States.
We did. We've taken several actions in our state against China and their infiltration into America. You know, it's no secret that they have for years taken steps to try to destroy our country. And, you know, so what we did months ago, I signed an executive order that banned TikTok from being downloaded on any state device. We banned it from our servers and made it a criminal penalty if anyone did go forward and download that app without any prior authorization, which would not happen in our state on any kind of government system. We also I went out into the executive order that also said the state would not do any business, have state contracts with Chinese companies or from six different countries that do hate us, Iran, North Korea, Cuba, Venezuela, and also address telecommunications companies. So, yeah,
Governor, I want to ask you about this on the land because it's been strategic what the Chinese government's doing. The Chinese Communist Party, and Jordan and I did legal work in China for persecuted religious minorities, mostly Christian groups, that are unbelievably harassed and worse. Persecuted is really the word you use in China. So we know the system there. But the Chinese have this policy, which is basically China first. We talk about America first, but they've always had China first, at least since the Cultural Revolution, have had China first. On these land purchases, it's just not random land they're looking at acquiring, right? They're trying to get it in strategic locations.
No, absolutely. If you look at the foreign assets, the assets that they hold here in our country right now, they are very strategic in what they're buying up. I have a bill I'm working with legislators to bring to our legislature right now, which would ban these types of purchases, that they would go to a review board, much like the federal CFIUS model, that they would look at who actually is purchasing that land, and that board would decide to make a recommendation to the governor that then I could stop that purchase. We had right in North Dakota to our north, a situation where they purchased land close to their Air Force base. And we have Ellsworth Air Force Base in South Dakota. It is going to be the home of the B-21, the next generation bomber that we've been waiting for that will defend our country for many years to come. And we don't want to allow a situation where they're able to come in and China can purchase land near that Air Force base where they could conduct surveillance on the platform and gather information they would then use to come after and attack the United States of America. We know China's been doing this for years, spy operations and surveillance. We know they've been manipulating their currency, stealing our IP, building up their military. What we've seen in actions from the Chinese Communist Party has been to undermine the United States of America at every turn, and we're just not going to allow that to move forward here in South Dakota.
I'm going to just follow this up, Governor. We have a situation. We're going to talk about this later in the program. So we represent a ministry that has done civil protests in Washington, a whole host of issues from abortion to persecution of religious minorities. And they did a protest in front of the Chinese embassy in Washington, D.C. And the Secret Service actually came out and said, hey, listen, the Chinese embassy just told us that this property, and we're talking about a public sidewalk in Washington, D.C., which is owned by the American people, actually, the way the District of Columbia is set up, and that they said this is their property and get off. And the Secret Service said, you know, we're just following what the Chinese are telling us to do here. And as if that was okay. And people need to understand that this is a nefarious act by the Chinese.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and that's the thing that is so interesting to me is that it's no secret, and it hasn't been for decades. They've been purchasing up our food supply systems. They're looking for every avenue that they can to become the world dominating power. They know they have to take out the United States of America to do it. And they're flexing their muscles. And that, I guess that's what shocked me so much about President Biden's response was, you know, to these surveillance balloons that are out there is that he actually said, you know, even though they're going to put tariffs against us, that we should have communication, not conflict. They invaded our sovereign airspace. They were spying on us. And we took action to protect our country, and now they're going to punish us, and we're going to say in response, oh, let's just talk a little bit more about this. I think
that's because they view us as an adversary. We just refuse to view them as the adversary that they actually are, Jordan.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot we have to do in our country to be prepared to even treat them as, I mean, for 100%, we got to invest more in our own manufacturing. You're doing that in your state. Make sure they're not buying up our land. But it's also, you mentioned CFIUS. That's the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States. And states have their own versions. They're starting to set up their own versions of this, Governor Noem. And I think what's important is that CFIUS and these internal organizations that are in place to protect us, they've really got to get their act together, too, and not so that they don't initially approve, like that land purchase that went through in North Dakota, where it initially went through and got CFIUS approval, even though that was near a military base. And to really kind of rethink, okay, maybe we should put a pause on this Chinese land grab.
Yeah, so people have said to us that the bill that I'm bringing in the legislature isn't necessary because there is a federal CFIUS model. Well, the federal board signed off on the North Dakota purchase. They said their hands were tied and they couldn't take action to stop that purchase. So that's why governors should have the ability to have a tool at the state level where if that happens at the federal level, we can still take action. We can still do something about this kind of activity in our state. And listen, we've got 40 million acres in this country that's owned by other countries right now. How much more are we going to allow China to invest in purchasing up our land before we do something that really stops their agenda? We have seen since 2010 to 2020, China increase its purchases of land in this country by 5,300%. So they are aggressively buying land in the United States, and they're doing that so that they can establish a foothold to destroy it.
Yes, I mean, and it's ultimately, I mean, we're so reliant on what's being made in China, but we could be reliant on what's being made in our own country, but owned by China because of the assets. I get, what scares me too is when you look at the map of the world, and you see in just the last decade, the amount of ports that they've opened up around the world.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not just unique to us. I mean, we're number one target for them, but you look through Africa, you look at other parts of Asia, Europe, they've got military ports, they have economic ports, you know, side by side, sometimes simultaneous. All around the world, you know, trying to match us everywhere they can, and they're spending most of their resources on their military to try and get to where we are or even surpass us.
So, Governor, let me ask you this as it relates to that, what Jordan was just talking about. That is, China's got this, you know, they got a world dominant view. That's their goal of the Chinese Communist Party. Now, the current occupant of the White House, President Biden, says he's not going to view them as an adversary. He's going to view them as a competitor. What I said earlier is correct. They don't view us as a, of course they view us as a competitor, but they view us as an adversary. That's clear.
Yeah, they view us as a competitor for the title of world dominating power. And for thousands of years, China has existed and has wanted to stay at the top of the food chain. And the United States bypassed them some time ago, and their goal is to take us down. Listen, the only way China can achieve its goals is to destroy the United States of America. So every day they have proven that they're willing to put their people through pain. They are willing to make the Chinese people suffer in order to make that happen. In the United States, we don't do that. And honestly, I don't even know, our public doesn't even like to be inconvenienced by anything that might slow down their day. So I think they don't think that the United States is strong anymore and is willing to sacrifice in order to make sure that we stay free and that we stay liberated. And that's why they're taking such aggressive action to completely infiltrate our way of life.
Governor, I appreciate you being with us on the Hannity program. And I also want to say it's been an honor for us, for me and Jordan, and for the ACLJ to have represented you in a couple of major cases on the pro-life issue. And we really, it really is an honor for us to represent you and your great state. And thanks for being with us today.
No, thank you. You guys have been fantastic. I appreciate it.
Very good. You know, it's very interesting in talking to the governor.
The governor, communication right off the bat, that is just
I was going to say, this is the chief executive of her state.
Not a call from the White House. Not
nothing
a call
from the White House.
From the Pentagon.
The Pentagon. They her can't call people. China. They can't. They can certainly call South Dakota.
Got her own call from her own National Guard folks, which did the right thing by calling her. I mean, it's just,
you know,
right there, the playing part, if that's what they're doing is playing partisan politics here because she happens to be a Republican governor, that's what we're talking about. This is much bigger than Republican-Democrat. This is taking on a huge adversary, I will say the word.
Yep.
And you better be united as a country because you might have to make sacrifices to take on China. And that means figuring out what we do with trade, figuring out what we do with the manufacturing and our own infrastructure, which is failing as well.
Yeah, I'll tell you this, and like I said earlier, Jordan and I have done legal work in China. We have been to Beijing. We know what we're dealing with when we're dealing with this. They view the United States, they view freedom as an adversary. And we just happen as a country to represent freedom. But when you look at it at the end of the day, the bottom line is they resent liberty. They resent freedom. There is no First Amendment freedom of speech, freedom of religion, free press, nothing. So are they the enemy? Yeah, they're the enemy. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean you got to be in a military conflict. But if you fail to identify who your opponent is, and this is in every court case you ever do, and we've done them all over the world, if you fail to identify who your opponent is, you lose. And America does not need to lose. We're going to be right back with more of the Sean Hannity program. I am thrilled that Jordan and I are getting to sit in for Sean as he's traveling today. We'll be back with a little bit more in just a minute or two.
breaking news with the analysis to help you make sense of it all. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
You know, the thing about all things MyPillow products, they just work. I fall asleep faster, I stay asleep longer, and guess what? Mike Lindell, MyPillow, they have just made their pillow, MyPillow, the original, that much better with MyPillow 2.0. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, but it now has brand new exclusive fabric that is made with temperature regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you're ever going to own. You're going to love it. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Sean Hannity Square, and if you buy one MyPillow 2.0, you get another one absolutely free. The MyPillow 2.0 is made with the temperature regulating technology, 100% made in the U.S. The pillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day unconditional money-back guarantee. You can get it by calling 800-919-6090, use the promo code Hannity, or simply go to MyPillow.com, click on the Sean Hannity Square, buy one, get one free, the all-new MyPillow 2.0.
Hey, welcome back to the Sean Hannity Show. This is Jay Sekulow and Jordan Sekulow in for our friend Sean. We run an organization called the American Center for Law and Justice, ACLJ. We fight on for freedom of speech, for conservatives, Christians, other religious groups too. We represented Jewish groups, you name it. We stand for freedom and liberty, exactly what Sean Hannity stands for, and Sean's been a friend for a long time. Well, last week on the broadcast, we got to host for Sean, and we talked to you about a case, and I want to give you a victory report here. We're going to get into it a little bit later and more in depth. But we represent a group of students who were participating in the March for Life. They were denied when they went into the Smithsonian and National Archives museums. They were not only harassed, they were threatened basically with arrest, and they were going to be written up. They were cursed at by some of the security personnel, federal security personnel, because they had on a shirt that said, "We are the pro-life generation." Now, what happened was, 500, more than 500 of you joined the ACLJ last week. More than 500 of you. This week, because of your support of our work at the ACLJ, we got a preliminary injunction against the National Archives because of the harassment of these students. Interesting thing. The National Archives, you're saying they're in the press a lot. Here's my theory. The National Archives does not do a very good job of tracking classified documents of presidents, former presidents, and former vice presidents, but they can sure harass American citizen students because they had a shirt on that said, "We are the pro-life generation." And they were harassed for that. We got an injunction against them. And that's because so many of you stood with us at the ACLJ. Let me encourage you. We're in another what we call matching moment again, which means anytime you make a donation to us and join the ACLJ, we get a matching gift. Let me encourage you to go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. You can join the ACLJ right there. It's tax deductible. Any amount you donate, we get a matching gift for. We've got coming up Tulsi Gabbard. Boy, we want to talk. We got a lot to talk to. I've known her since she was 18 years old. So we got a lot to talk about with Tulsi Gabbard. We're going to be back with more of the Sean Hannity Program in just a moment. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You know, our friends at the Tunnel to Towers Foundations, they deliver on their promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices that America's heroes have made for us. Heroes like U.S. Air Force Senior Master Sergeant Israel Del Toro Jr., or DT as we call him. Now, when his Humvee exploded in Afghanistan, he suffered severe burns over 80% of his body. Later, he became the first fully disabled airman permitted to re-enlist and a gold medal winner at the Invictus Games. Now he shares his story to help others. And thanks to the Tunnel to Towers Foundation and your generosity, Del Toro received a mortgage-free smart home. Now, that home has a myriad of smart features to help him live his life more independently, so we can all help heroes like Del Toro when they need it most. They're asking you to join Team Hannity and so many others around the country. They want $11 a month. All of us can afford that. Go to the Tunnel to Towers Foundation website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five!
High Five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider. Hey, did you know that one of the largest U.S. flags in the state of Georgia stands proudly in Pure Talk's parking lot? Now, to honor that flag, Pure Talk is supporting America's Warrior Partnership. Now, they have a mission to prevent veteran suicide. Now, you can help this great cause simply by making the switch to Pure Talk before Flag Day. Get America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, to make the switch. That's puretalk.com/Sean for superior cell phone service, and you get to help a vet in need.